This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, despite earlier orders by Elon Musk's Doge, several BIA offices in the upper Midwest remain open. And what are things you should do or not do at a powwow? A Native News outlet got an earful at a recent event in North Dakota. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Bureau of Indian Affairs offices in Wisconsin and Minnesota remain open after the Department of Government Efficiency targeted them for termination. As Danielle Kading reports, the initiative, formerly led by billionaire Elon Musk, had proposed canceling leases for several offices earlier this year.
The cancellations affected offices in Ashland and Shawnee in Wisconsin and Bemidji in Minnesota. Wisconsin tribes say the Bureau of Indian Affairs office in Ashland is a critical regional hub that processes land trust applications and provides education assistance and law enforcement support. Robert Blanchard is chair of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. He says closing the office would have been a hardship for the tribe.
We would have probably had to go maybe Minneapolis or some other place further away from us to get services.
Bill Broidrick represents the owner of the Ashland office. He says Wisconsin tribes adopted a resolution in opposition to its closure.
On that basis, the decision was made by the Bureau of Indian Affairs to keep the office open.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs says all three offices remain open. The agency says it's working to ensure adequate space continues to be available to support delivery of services to tribes. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
While summer is winding down, powwow season is now a year-long observation thanks to venues held indoors or in warmer climes like the Southwest. But you can still get a chilly reception if you don't mind your manners. Buffalo's Fire recently talked to several natives at the 55th United Tribes Technical College powwow and asked them what their number one rule for good etiquette was.
One of the main things I'd say not to do at a powwow is put your chairs down where the drums are supposed to be. Gotta think about all the singers, and singers have wives and they got kids and whatnot. A lot of folks try to fight for space and yet they don't even sit there the whole weekend.
My rule is to pick up after yourself wherever you're sitting. Make sure the trash gets in the garbage can.
People should know is not to take pictures of you without your permission. Always ask where you're from, your name, what tribe you're from, where you're from, if it's okay if take pictures of them.
Don't block the elders. Let them through if they're getting to their chairs. Don't stand in front of them when they're trying to watch the powwow.
Well, no picture taking unless you're buying, because they usually send it back overseas and they copy our work and then they send it back over here. They sell it for cheap. Like they say it's native made, but they're not native made.
My rule is to be good and help look out for the vendors. A lot of the times that they sit here and they have to spend a lot of their day, they don't get the chance to get up, to go get drinks, to go get food. So outside of just being kind and smiling and, you know, see if you have the opportunity to offer a hand and help them out, you know, do so. Help them, you know, see if they had water, see if they got something to eat and stuff like that. Just be good to them.
That was Dion Crazy Bull, Gabby Rave, Easton Wolf, Richard Gillette, Leroy Henry, and Gia MacArthur, all natives sharing their powwows, do's and don'ts as part of Buffalo's Fire's coverage of the UTTC International Powwow held earlier this month. And on this day in 1893, following a pistol shot, more than 100,000 settlers raced onto the Cherokee Strip of Oklahoma, land once inhabited by Native Americans. It was the largest land run in history for territory once considered too arid for farmers and relegated to displaced Native people. But settlers pressured President Benjamin Harrison to open up the area to non-Natives, who hurried to stake their claim. September 16th is also Trail of Tears Commemoration Day for the thousands of Cherokees forced to leave their homes during President Andrew Jackson's term. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.